Yes, indeed. Our two scriptures for the sermon today.
我们也更感谢主，说他已经带领我们完成了以弗所书这样一卷宝贵的书信。
Well, I'm also very grateful that the Lord has led us through this very precious book of Ephesians.
我再讲一下哈，我个人是深信说以弗所书是在圣经所有的书卷里面，把神的旨意讲得最高最深的一卷书。
Again, I want to say that the book of Ephesians, among the whole Bible, is the one which revealed the will of God to the highest and the deepest way.
而我们何等有福气，在他的恩典里面，我们也一节一节的完成了这样一卷宝贵的书信。
And we are so blessed that we just studied and this book verse by verse until now.
在这卷书信里面，我们看到了教会所蒙的呼召。
In this book, we saw or we learned the calling of the church from God.
而教会所蒙的呼召是何等的荣耀。
And the calling is such a glorious one.
他成了神的儿子，基督的身体。
And actually, the church became the body of his son, Jesus Christ.
我们也看到了教会该有的样式。
And we also say, how church should be look like.
我们知道教会是一个合一的身体，是应该像一个联络整齐的身体一样。
We know that the church is a united body.
保罗使徒也进一步的教导我们说，因为我们知道了教会所受的荣耀的呼召。我们在我们每一个人教会的每一个肢体，在地上应该怎么样的行事为人？
And according to Apostle Paul, since the church has such a high calling from above,
我们
each
要
and every member of the church should have a way to behave ourselves. We should have a conduct worthy of the calling.
我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We should strive to keep the unity in the spirit.
我们要行事谨慎，要像智慧人，不要像愚昧人那样。
We should be alerted and act wisely.
最后，保罗跟我们讲说，我们要穿上神的全副的军装，好参与属灵的征战。
And lastly, Paul said that we should put on the full armor of the spiritual soldier to fight a good fight.
在保罗讲描述属灵的军装的时候保罗一定心里想到了一个罗马的士兵，他是怎么样装束的？
When Paul described the full armor, the spiritual armor, he must have the image of a Roman soldier.
罗马的兵丁有头盔，有护心镜，有鞋子，有藤牌，有剑，这一类的所有的军装。
So it's a Roman soldier has a helmet, a breastplate, and a belt, and shoes, and sword, and all those kind of things. So it's a full armor. So he's saying that as Christian soldiers, we should have this armors as well.
当保罗讲完了这一些罗马的兵丁所有的所有的军装，然后他把它放到属灵上来讲说，在属灵上这一些的装备相当于我们属灵上的什么样的武器之后。
Yeah, so he also used the equivalent spiritual things as those armors. After that, he went on to the prayers.
然后保罗就讲到了基督徒特有的一件兵器，这是罗马兵丁所没有的。
And then he talked about one of the armor that is specific to Christian soldiers, which the Roman soldiers did not have.
这个兵器就是祷告。
This armor is, or this weapon is prayer.
祷告是一件非常重要的事情。
Prayer is a very important thing.
如果我们读使徒行传的话，我们可以发现说，在教会，在保罗那个时代，教会经历了许许多多的重要的时刻。
If we read the book the record in Acts, the book Acts, we know that Paul has experienced a lot of hardship in that.
而每一个重要的时刻发生的时候，门基督徒并不知道什么事情会发生，但是他们都在做一件事情，就是在祷告。
So there are a lot of events, the turning points. The Christians in Acts in the early church, they did not know what to do, but they did do one important thing: is that they pray.
我简单举几个例子来说，圣灵降临的时候，门徒们不知道圣灵要降临了，但是他们在祷告。
I give an example. For example, before the Holy Spirit descend on the disciples, they did not know that the Holy Spirit is descending or will descend on them, but they kept praying.
当彼得当使徒被拘押起来，第二天就要行刑的时候，门徒们不知道要怎么样子 去救他们，但是他们在祷告。
When Peter and John was imprisoned and will be executed the next day, and the early church members, brothers and sisters, did not know what will happen next, but they did one specific thing, that they gather together and pray.
当那个时候，福音的门指向着犹太人打开的时候，外邦人似乎在福音上没有份的时候，那个时候连使徒彼得都是这么想的时候，神把福音的门向外邦人打开了，是彼得不知道会发生什么事情，但是他在祷告。
In the very beginning, the gospel was only proclaimed to the Jewish believers, and it's not open to Gentiles yet. And even Apostle Peter did not receive that revelation to preach the gospel to the Gentiles yet. But they did one thing. He was praying on the top of the roof.
当教会在安提阿兴旺起来的时候，安提阿的教会并不知道神要托，神给他们什么样子的托付的时候，他们在一起祷告，神就开启了一个宣教的时代。
Let's see, also talk about the church of Antioch. And over there, while they did not know, the door had opened to them to have missionaries sent out to preach the gospel to more the vast world of the Gentiles. But they gathered together and they prayed and they waited for God to reveal to them.
所以你看，祷告是非常重要的一个兵器，甚至于说是基督徒最重要的一个兵器。
So we got to realize that prayer is the most important armor that God gave to us.
因此，保罗在十八节，在以弗所书结尾的那一段的第一节，十八节，他说要他提醒信徒们说，要靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
That's why at the end of verse 18 in chapter 6 of Ephesians, Paul said that.In the spirit, pray in all ways and in everything.
然后他说为众圣徒祈求。
Also pray for all the saints.
就是说保罗告诉弟兄姐妹，你们必须要彼此代祷。
That's to say that Paul taught us to pray for each other.
为什么在基督里彼此代祷是这么重要呢？
Why is it so important for us to pray for each other?
因为祷告是弟兄姐妹，使我们能够达到真正的合一。
Because pray for each other will make us united in one spirit.
有一句话说，一个家，一个一起祷告的家，一定是一个同心合一的家。
There's a saying, a family prays together, stays together.
一个教会能是不是兴旺哈？你其实就是不是看他主日的人数是多少。是看他祷告会的人数是多少。
So if a church is healthy or not, we do not say how many people are in the Sunday service, but rather we're going to say how many people are in the prayer meetings.
来参加主日敬拜的人数是参加祷告会的人数的结果。
The people come to the Sunday service because it's the results of the prayers in the prayer meetings.
所以祷告是使教会成长的一个关键。
So prayer is the critical part to grow the church.
祷告是我们 教会彼此相爱的一个关键。
And prayer is the critical part to make us love each other.
我有一次请教一个属灵的前辈，我问他说，为什么要为仇敌祷告？
One time I asked a senior before me, a senior Christian, I would say, before me, why should we pray for our enemies?
Yeah, 因为我觉得为仇敌祷告这个事情哈，听起来很高大上，做起来很为难。
Because I feel that to pray for your enemy seems a very noble thing to do, but it's very difficult to do.
因为很多时候我发现我实在是很难原谅别人。
Because I found it's very difficult for me to forgive certain people.
结果那个神的仆人告诉我说，他说，你为，当你为你的仇敌祷告的时候，你第一个释放的不是你的仇敌，是你自己。
So that senior servant of the Lord told me that when you pray for your enemies, the first one get relieved.Or released or liberated is not your enemy but yourself.
当你从他的教导之后，我就开始学习着为我不喜欢的，甚至于为我恨的人祷告。
So after such a good talking with the old servant of God, and I started to pray for people that I do not like, and even pray for people that I hate.
然后我不断的就经历到说，在祷告当中，神真的释放了我。
And then I experienced a freedom from in the Lord.
我们在地上哈，有些时候的确，因为我们都有我们的个性，我们都有我们的脾气，我们的喜好，我们天然的就会跟那些与我们有很大不同的人。我们就不太容易跟他亲近，甚至于我们会有一点点讨厌他。
We all have personalities and all have naturally born tendencies. And that will just make us kind of not so harmonious with the people who just have opposite personalities from us.
Yeah, 我猜你们大概是这个样子的。
I just guess that you are the same as me.
我确信我自己是这个样子的。
But I know that I am such.
但是当我开始为这样的人祷告的时候，我会发现说我渐渐的这种不喜欢对方的心就没有了。
But I just found that when I pray for those people that I did not like before, and that dislike, that uneasiness just melted gradually.
然后我会发现说，我渐渐的，我不知不觉的，我发现说，我在照着圣经上的事情去做，就是我认为那些不体面的肢体，我会格外的给它加上体面，我会去 cover up.
While I pray for those people more and more, I realize that I started to cover those not so decent members of the whole body of the church.
就像有些人我不会这样做。就像有些人脸上长了一个 pimple 之后他会用一些 makeup 去 cover 它一样。
Just as we will have pimples on our faces, we'll have some makeup to cover it.
我从来不用 makeup 的，所以是我不会这样做。但是我相信大家会理解我们在教会里面就是应该这个样子，彼此这么去。缺少荣耀的，我们额外的给他加上荣耀。
As a man, I do not use makeup, but I know that many of you will just use makeup to cover your pimples. And the same thing as the body of Christ in the church, we should cover each other's indecencies.
好，我们知道祷告的重要，我们也要知道说要祷告一些什么，祷告的内容是什么。
So first of all, we know why.When did you pray? And now we come to you. What should we pray for?
保罗在这边教导说要为众圣徒祈求。
And the Apostle Paul said we should pray for all the saints.
因为我们是同在一个身体里面。
Because we are members of the same body.
当一个身体里面一个肢体软弱或者跌倒或者有病的时候，整个身体一起 suffer.
When one member of the body suffers, the whole body suffers.
所以当教会里面有一个成员，有一个人 当他陷入在某种错误或者甚至于罪当中的时候，整个的身体，包括你，包括我，每一个人都会不舒服的。
So when a member of our church, make mistakes or even fall into sins, the whole body, including you and me, will suffer and will feel the differently.
这个时候我们应该怎么做？
So what should we do now then?
最常见的一个做法哈，也是不对的一个做法，就是我们就去跟他讲说你怎么怎么做错了。
So the most common way we do it, which is a wrong way, is just come up to him or her and say that you made a mistake and you were wrong and you sinned.
弟兄姐妹，我在这里不是说我们之间不可以，绝对不可以指出彼此的错误。
I'm not saying that it's wrong to point out the mistakes or sins of others.
但是我要请大家弄清楚一件事情，就是当你指出别人的错误的时候，你要确信神是要用你去纠正他的这个错误。
But I want you to be very clear that you are the one that God appointed to point out the mistake, the problem to that person.
因为改变人心，纠正我们的错误，说到底是圣灵的工作。
We got to know that the transformation or change of our hearts is the work of the Holy Spirit, not yours or mine.
圣灵可以用你，可以用别人，甚至于可以直接去跟那个人讲。
Because the Holy Spirit can use you to correct others, or use others to correct others, or the Holy Spirit can even speak directly to that person.
不一定是用你。
It's not necessary to use you.
所以你不要看到什么开口就说。
So don't just open your mouth and criticize when you say everything.
你先去祷告。
You got to go and pray at first.
祷告是我们教会当中弟兄姐妹彼此服侍、彼此扶持、彼此洗脚的一个工具。
So prayer is a way that we support each other and wash feet for each other.
第二，要为主的工人祷告。
And secondly, we should pray or intercede for Lord's workers.
保罗说，也要为我祈求。
And Paul said, unto me, pray also.
照理我们都知道保罗是一个非常刚强的人。
We know that Paul is a very strong man.
而且保罗是一个很有恩赐的人。
And he's a man of gifts.
而且保罗是一个意志非常坚定的人。
And he's a strong-willed person as well.
这样的人，我们通常不觉得我们需要为他祷告。
We generally will think we do not need to pray for those strong people.
但是保罗在这个地方说，他说你们要为我祷告。
But Paul over here said that pray also for me.
要为我祈求。
And intercede for me.
神的工作从来不是一个人单打独斗去做的。
God's work is not for one person to fight alone.
从来不是的。
It's never be so and will never be so.
当有些时候我们不能用手去参与一个人的工作的时候，我们可以用祷告来参与这个工作。
When we cannot participate in a mission, personally or bodily, physically, we can always just participate in prayer.
保罗在这个地方，他把他的工作打开，他要求所有的弟兄姐妹参与到他的工作里面来。
So here, Paul just opened up his missions and asked all the people at Ephesians to pray for him so that they participate in the mission as well.
他让所有的弟兄姐妹能够有机会参与到他的属灵征战当中去。
He just offered the opportunities for everyone to participate in his spiritual warfare.
我们也要有保罗这样子的心胸。
We should have such a mindset of as Paul.
有些时候我听到别人说他在为我祷告哈，我心里想说，你又不来参与我的工作，你只为我祷告有什么用？
Sometimes when people say that, oh, I'm praying for you, so I just turn around and say that, you even did not come to serve together with me, you pray for me, what's the use of it?
这是一种非常狭窄的心胸。
This is a very narrow-minded way to look at things.
保罗把他的工作向整个的身体打开。
Paul opened up his missionary work to everyone.
所以他的工作可以 达到他那个时候所知道的整个世界。
That's why his missionary work can extend to the whole world known to his generation.
我们要为神的工人祷告。
We should pray for the workers of the Lord.
因为神的工人在侍奉当中，他们会经历到一些我们不在他们的这个位置上很难理解的一些的压力。
Because the Lord's workers, they faces challenges and situations that generally we will not experience.
我有机会在林弟兄，主那林三刚弟兄的晚年，最后的几年， 我有机会跟他很close的同工。
I talk to Bellman, is Bellman, right?
Bellman, yeah.
Elder Bellman Lin, in his last days, or last years of his life, I had the opportunity to get really close to him, and we can exchange heart closely.
所以我知道他经历，我知道许多一些很多别人不知道他所经历的事情。
So he opened himself up, and I know that he experienced a lot of hardship and difficulties that is that were unknown to other people, other regular people.
我只后悔以前没有好好为他祷告。
The only thing I regret when I knew all that is that I did not pray for him more.
我认识一个传道人，
I knew a servant of God.
你们当中很多人其实肯定听过他。 You
might
听过他。
know him by name.
他出生于一个传道人的家庭，
He's born in a preacher's family.
他非常的像一个传道人。
And he also acts like a preacher.
我认识他的时候，那个时候他还没有全时间的侍奉，但是我就觉得他非常的像一个传道人。
So even before he served as a full-time worker of God, I knew him and I saw him as one look really like a full-time servant of God.
我多次的问他说："你就是你怎么不全时间的奉献？"
So many times I just asked him, why didn't you just serve full-time?
他告诉我说，他在寻求神的很多的印证，最后有一个印证，他一直没有拿到。
So he said that I have been waiting for the revelation or what's the name to use?
Confirmation.
Confirmation from God. And he got many of the confirmation he asked for, but there's a last one had been waiting for it to be revealed.
这个印证就是他母亲的祝福。
And he was waiting for the blessing from his mom. His mother will say, hey, now, son, it's time for you to serve full time.
我听到这个事情的时候，我非常的吃惊，因为他的妈妈是一个非常爱主的人，他的爸爸是一个非常忠心的一个传道人。
I was really astonished when I heard that because I knew his mom was a very faithful woman and his dad is a very faithful servant of God.
所以我就问他怎么会这个样子？
So I asked him how that's the case.
然后他就告诉我一件事情，他就跟我讲说，他说传道人的家庭有很多传道人家庭特有的难处，别人很难理解。
And he said that in the family of preachers or full-time servants of God, ministers in their families, there are certain hardships and difficulties very unique to them that the regular families will not know.
我们知道说，我们已经知道说，我们祷告的重要，我们也知道说，我们祷告的内容，我们要彼此代求，我们要为主的工人求。那我们接下来，我们还要看说，我们祷告要求什么。
So now we've already know the importance of a prayer, and also we know who or what we should pray for. We pray for for each other and for the workers of the Lord. And now we've got to say that how to pray.
年幼的孩子，他祷告可以反映出我们属灵成熟的水准，属灵成熟的程度。
So the prayer will review our progress of our maturity in the Lord.
年幼的孩子，他们跟父母讲的话，他们跟父母提出的这个要求，都是在索求。
So when kids are young, what they ask is always, when they talk to parents, they always ask for things.
他们很少从父母的角度去提出他们的意见。
They generally were not speak according to the mindset of their parents.
当然，我们在神面前永远是为婴孩的。
Yes, we are infants or little children before God always.
我们永远在仰望神的供应。
We always look up to God and ask for things from Him.
但是，弟兄姐妹，我们也需要在祷告当中，当我们越来越成熟的时候，我们在祷告当中，我们更多的去想说，神的心意是什么。神要怎么样子？
When we become more and more mature, we come to a point that we need to know the heart of the Lord, and we got to pray after the heart of the Lord.
保罗在这里，他要以弗所的弟兄姐妹为他祷告的内容，非常的令人感动。
So if you look at the content or what Paul asked the Ephesians to pray for him, you will be really surprised.
我们知道保罗那个时候他是在捆锁当中的。
We know that Paul was in chains at that time.
他身上脚上都带着铁链。
He had fetters and chains and was imprisoned.
但是他没有求神让那个锁链脱落。
And he did not ask the Ephesians to pray for him so that he will be freed from the chains.
因为他知道这个锁链不但锁着他，也给他提供了一个机会。因为这个锁链同时也锁着看守他的罗马兵丁。
Because he knew that the chain has a function over there. The chain not only just chained him, but also chained him together with the soldier who is watching over him.
所以他就在这个两年当中，一个一个的把福音传给了罗马的御营的全军。
So while he's alone by the soldier watching over him, change one by one, and he got opportunity to preach gospel to each and every one of the whole army who is looking after him.
所以他看到了他这个锁链背后神的美意。
So he knew the will of God beyond the chains.
他不求锁链的脱落。
He did not pray to be freed from the chains.
他只求说，使我得着口才，可以放胆开口讲明这福音的奥秘。
And he just asked them to pray for him that he will have the words from God and have the boldness from God to preach the gospel.
许多的时候，神把我们放在一个环境当中，这个环境对我们个人来说不是最好的。
Sometimes God put us into circumstances, and those circumstances might not be the best for us.
但却是对神的国度最好的。
But it's the best circumstances for the expansion of the kingdom of God.
你要求神改变的是你那个环境，还是改变他的旨意？
So you pray for God to change the environmental circumstances or to change yourself.
保罗不求神改变他的那个环境，只求神给他口才。
Paul did not ask God to get rid of the chains, but rather he asked God to give him the words from above and the boldness to preach the word.
我们知道今年、不是今年，现在每年的三月，他有一个节日叫 St. Patrick's Day。
We know that in March every year there is a day called St. Patrick's Day.
你知道 St. Patrick 是谁吗？
You know who St. Patrick is?
他是把福音传到了爱尔兰这个岛上的人。
He is the one who preached the gospel to the islands, and he's called the apostle to islands.
当初他是被作为奴隶卖到了爱尔兰的。
When he was 16 years old, he was sold to Ireland as a slave.
当他16岁的时候被掳到了爱尔兰作为奴隶，然后过了六年之后，他逃脱了。
He was captured and sold to Ireland when he was 16, but 6 years later, he ran away and came back home.
他逃脱之后，接受了福音的训练之后，他再次的回到了爱尔兰。
And he came home and he's equipped and he became a missionary and he went back to Ireland voluntarily
为的把福音传给爱尔兰人。
so that he could preach the gospel to people in Ireland.
在摩拉维亚弟兄会议的宣教士当中，有许多的宣教士为了把福音传出去，他们自己就卖身为奴。他们我们中国有人卖身葬父，哈，有很多人说是要把自己卖了，然后得到一点钱来埋葬的父亲。中国有许多人卖身葬父，但是摩拉维亚弟兄会的宣教士们，他们卖身为奴，为的是要把福音传开。
Another example is about the Moravian missionaries, Moravian brethren missionaries. And when they were called to preach the gospel to slaves, they sold themselves as slaves so that they would live among the slaves, that they could preach the gospel to slaves. In our Chinese tradition, we said that some people, they want to have a decent burial for the parents, and they sold themselves as a slave so that they could make some money, have some money to have a decent burial for their parents. But for Moravian brethren, they sold themselves for the sake of the gospel.
保罗他要大家 要人为他祈求得着口才，然后他还讲了一句话，说要能以放胆。
Yeah. So Paul asked Ephesian Christians to pray for him, to intercede for him, that he not only get a word from God, but also have the courage to spoke out, to speak out.
他说他要得着口才，他要得着胆量去讲这个福音。
So he need a word from God. He need the courage to preach the gospel.
我们上个礼拜五就是前天，我们在我参加了马拿组的这个查经，查到哥林多书里面讲到保罗在哥林多教会又恐惧又战惊。
On that Friday, I was among the Mana Fellowship, and we are doing Bible study at chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. And Paul said that when he went to the city of Corinth, he was really, he was trembling, and he was so discouraged.
他为什么会恐惧？为什么会战惊？
Why he is so fearful and he trembled?
因为他知道他传讲的是一个无比伟大的真理。
Because he knew that what he preached was a truth which never preached before.
就是基督的十字架。
And that's the cross, that's Christ and him crucified.
我们为什么在传讲的时候不恐惧不战惊？
Why we do not fear and we do not tremble when we preach the gospel?
因为我们不像保罗那么清楚说我们所传讲的是出自神。
Because we were not really convinced or convicted that what we are preaching is from God.
所以我们会掉以轻心。
That's why we took it not so seriously.
我记得2008年的时候，我参加一个神学院的一个毕业典礼。
In 2008, I participated in a commencement of a seminary.
在这个毕业典礼的正道上面，那个勉励那些刚刚从神学院就要毕业的这个学生的那个讲员，他讲了一句话。
So one of the speaker at the commencement said such a thing.
他提醒这一些要毕业的将来都要做牧师的人说，他说你们每次站上讲台，
He reminded all those graduates who were pastors to be in the future. He said anytime, every time you stand before behind the pulpit,
他说你们要把自己的鞋脱下，因为你站的这个地方是圣的。
You should take off your sandals, know that the ground you stand is holy land.
而且你要知道说这个地方在下面是火焰。
And you got to know that beneath where you stand is the fire of hell.
你就不要随随便便轻轻呼呼的把你自己的话给讲出来。
So don't just speak according to what you want to say.
所以保罗 他要弟兄姐妹为他祷告，因为他对真理是那样的重视。
That's why Paul asked brothers and sisters to pray for him, because he knew that what he preaches was the very, very important truth.
他希望没有一句从他嘴巴里讲出来的话是出于他自己。
He did not want any word from him, but every word from above.
所以他要人家为他祷告。
That's why he asked them to pray for him.
他要别人为他祷告的第二个原因是
The second
要
reason
刚
he
强。
asked them to pray is that he needed to be strengthened.
要能够放胆。
That he can be fearless.
因为一个真正要侍奉神的人，真正要传讲神的话的人，一定要准备为他所传讲的付出代价。
Because every preacher of the word of God got to be prepared to sacrifice, to pay the price for what he preached.
神的话首先要来改变我们。
The word of God got to change us at first.
神的话也会把我们跟整个的世界放在一个对立面。
And the word of God will put us opposite to the whole world.
所以需要放胆。
That's why we need courage.
许多的时候，我自己承认，许多的时候，面对着我的听众，我会感到软弱。
I acknowledge that sometimes when I stand here, face the hearers and listeners, the congregation, sometimes I feel that I'm awake.
我会把我所受到的感动降低一点讲出来，
I might just discount on what I received from above.
因为我怕得罪伤害到很多的人，
Because I was afraid to hurt people's feeling.
因为我没有保罗那样的胆量。
Because I did not have the courage as God, as Paul asked the people to pray for him to have.
可能我也没有保罗得到的那么多祷告。
Maybe I did not pray as much as Paul either.
好，所以我一面批评我自己，我一面也提醒各位。
That's a warning to myself as well as to each and every one of you.
我们要为所有的侍奉主的人，我们要祷告，求神让他们得着能力，得着胆量。
We should pray for all the people who serve the Lord, that they may get the word from above and get the courage from God to preach it.
这是在基督里，我们彼此代祷。
That's how we pray for each other in Christ.
然后我们在这一段圣经里面，我们也看到了保罗是如何嘱咐，如何做出一个榜样，让以弗所教会的人知道我们如何的在基督里彼此安慰。
And now Paul just turned to another point that he wants to show them as an example how to encourage or comfort each other in Christ.
他在那里讲到说，他有一个忠心的弟兄，忠心侍奉主的弟兄，叫推基古，是他的同工。
So now he said that he had a beloved companion, Tychicus.
这个人对保罗来说非常的重要。
And this person was very important to Paul at that time.
所以保罗说，这是他所亲爱的弟兄弟。
So he said that Tychicus is my beloved brother.
我们想象一下，说他对保罗重要到什么程度？
We can imagine how important Tychicus was to Paul.
我不知道我们在座的当中有多少人经历过，在中国经历过风控。
I wonder anyone of you experienced the
风控
knockout?
就是
Knockout? Knockdown?
Quarantine，quarantine，quarantine
The quarantine, yeah,
quarantine,
quarantine in China, yeah, quarantine in China.
quarantine。 啊，你被关在家里面，你连出去买什么东西都不可以的。
You are just knocked in your home, and you are not allowed to go out even buy the regular grocery and stuff.
保罗那个时候，他不但有锁链，而且他还被锁在他那个小屋子里面的。
Think about Paul at that time.
哎呀，
He's
他。
not only in chain, he actually is in he's under house imprisonment.
啊，他不能随意出去的。
He cannot go out just just in a very small room.
他需要有人照顾他，替他做许多的事情。
He needed people to take care of him and do things for him.
推基谷就是这样的人。
And Tychicus is such a person to serve him.
你在风控的当中，如果说没有人帮你买卖东西啊，或者怎么样，你会经历多大的困难？
So just think about it. If you are under the quarantine time in China and get knocked in your home, and nobody can buy things or serve you, how difficult it would be.
推基谷就是这样一个忠心的、为保罗所亲爱的同工。
And Tychicus is such a beloved brother and a fellow Christian to him at that time.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个基督徒在地上活着，我们不但需要主，我们也需要同伴。
So everyone, we got to realize that we not only need God, need Christ in this world, we also need each other.
所以圣经保罗就一再的关照提醒基督徒说，你们不可停止聚会。
That's why in the Bible it says that do not stop, get together.
因为每个基督徒他都需要一个身体的支持。
Because each and every one of us need a support from our body.
他都需要一个属灵的同伴。
We need a spiritual fellowship, fellows.
Yeah, 一个属灵的同伴可以让我们走天路的时候刚强许多。
A spiritual fellow will help us, just strengthen us.
所以推基谷就是保罗的属灵同伴。
And Tychicus is Paul's a spiritual fellow at that time.
因为他和保罗彼此相爱。
Because they love each other.
是保罗所亲爱的。
And is loved by Paul.
他和保罗有一样的心智。
And he had the same mind.
他也是忠心侍奉主的。
And he's a faithful servant to God as well.
他和保罗有一样的生命。
He had the same life.
所以保罗称他为弟兄。
That's why Paul called him my brother.
在保罗所处的这样一个环境当中，保罗把这样一个人派到了以弗所去。
You know, under such kind of circumstances, Paul sent Tychicus back to Ephesians.
为什么？
Why?
因为他要推基谷去安慰以弗所的人。
Because he want Tychicus to encourage and to comfort the Christians in Ephesus.
因为在人的眼睛里看起来，保罗那个时候是处在一种危难当中。
According to the regular people, Paul was in crisis at that time.
所以保罗需要向他们解释说，我带着锁链是因为福音的缘故。
So Paul needed to explain to people that he's in chain because for the sake of the gospel.
是有神的美意在背后的。
And there's a good will of God.
不是因为的神的手比较短，神的力量不够解救他。
It's not because God was not powerful enough to save him, but Father God's pleasure is in him.
换句话说，保罗担心他的这个状况成了以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹的绊脚石。
In another word, Paul was afraid that his situation might become a stumbling block to the Christians in Ephesus.
所以保罗他特意打发推基谷这么一个这么重要的一个属灵伙伴，把他打发到以弗所去。
That's why Paul sent his beloved, very important companion Tychicus back to Ephesus.
为什么呢？因为保罗要叫他安慰你们的心。
Because Paul wanted him to comfort the hearts.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道什么叫爱吗？
You know what love is now here?
保罗在哥林多书里面教导说，爱是不求自己的益处。
And in First Corinthians chapter 13, Paul said that love is not seeking for his own.
保罗在以弗所书里面活出了什么叫做爱是不求自己的益处。
So over here we say, Paul lived out love that he did not seek his own benefits.
我们今天喜欢把爱挂在嘴边上。
Nowadays, we all just say love, and with our mouth.
Yeah, 像好莱坞的人一样。
Just like people in Hollywood.
真正的爱是要不求自己的益处。
And the real biblical truth, the biblical love is a, uh, is not self-seeking.
我们要求神告，让我们真正的明白爱的真谛。
We really need God to help us to understand the truth of.
这样我们
love.
在基督里面就能够彼此安慰，彼此扶持。
In such a way, we will be able to encourage each other and comfort each other in Christ.
好，最后是以弗所书的最后的这个两节，是保罗的问安语。
Last is the blessing and blessing Paul. How to say this? I'm sorry.
The final greetings.
The final blessings. Yeah.
Yeah, fine. 然后，如果我们读到保罗的这个结束的时候的一个祝福和问安的时候，我们会发现说，他跟他起头的问安有一种前后的连续关系。
When we read the final greetings, we realize that that's a pretty good response to the greeting in the very beginning of the book.
在一开头的时候，在第一章的第二节，保罗说：“愿恩惠平安从父我们的神和主耶稣基督归于你们。”
At the opening of this epistle, chapter 1, verse 2, Paul said that grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
在结束的时候，你发现保罗好像是顺着那个讲，但是又加了一点进去。
So the final greeting, you will see the similarities, but there's something added to it.
他说：“愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神主耶稣基督归于你们。”
Because it says here, not only peace, but also love, faith.
因为神的恩典赐给我们平安。
Because the grace will bring peace is the result of grace from God.
而这个平安是需要成长的。
And this peace in us need to grow.
这个平安需要从风和日丽中的平安成长为暴风雨中的平安。
So this peace got to grow from a fine, beautiful day to the peace in storms.
以前有一个听说有一次有一个画画的一个竞赛。
Now, there's a story about a competition for drawings.
然后要征集绘画的主题是平安。
So the subject of the painting should be peace.
有些人画出了风和日丽。
Some people just paint some beautiful day.
有些人画出了什么明月松间照，什么清泉石上流之类的。
Some people just paint the bright moons among pine forests and stuff.
但是得奖的作品是一个瀑布底下有一个鸟巢，鸟巢里面有一只小鸟在睡觉。
And the winner painting actually is one with a roaring waterfall, but at the foot of the waterfall, there's a nest of a bird, and the baby birds were sleeping over there. That's a real peace.
因为最高的平安是在暴风雨中的平安。
Because real peace, the highest, the peace in highest sense is the one in the storm.
我们人生的平安，最高的平安是在基督里的平安。
And the peace of us is beyond the circumstances we are in, but the peace in Christ.
是身上带着锁链的时候，你还能够体会到这是神的美意。
So that's a peace. Even when you are in chain, you know the will of God is for good.
保罗要以弗所人从推己孤那里得到了安慰之后，也得着保罗这样子的平安。
So when Paul sent Tychicus back to Ephesus, he not only wanted the brothers and sisters in Ephesus have encouragement and comfort from him, but also have the peace from him.
这样的平安是从信心里面得来的。
This peace is derived from faith.
所以保罗在最后的时候也提到了信心。
So that's why Paul also mentioned faith.
我们不但要看到神已经做的事情，
we not only see God, what God has done,
我们也要因此深信神一定会做同样的事情。
We also need to be convinced that God will do the same today.
这个是真的信心。
That's a real faith.
真的信心一定会使人生发仁爱的。
So the real faith will produce love.
所以保罗在这个地方又提出了仁爱。
So that's why Paul says here, love with faith.
所以当保罗要结束这样一卷书信的时候，他跟收信的人讲说：“愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们。”
That's why he says that peace be to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
从归于你们，在开头的时候说归于你们。
So in the very beginning it says to you.
到结束的时候，他说：“归于弟兄们。”
At the end he said to the brothers.
保罗强调的一件事情是说，这样子的一个恩惠，这样子的平安、仁爱、信心，从主神耶稣基督那边出来的，我们要享受，必须从生命里面来享受。
So basically, Paul is saying that the grace, the peace, the love, the faith, all these, if you want to enjoy these blessings, you have to enjoy them in faith, in life.
最后，保罗又加了一句，
And the last, Paul adds
他加的就是，
another one. Yeah.
就第6章的24节，
That's verse 24.
在所有保罗的书信结束的时候，没有任何一卷其他的书信写了这样一句。
This verse is unique to the book of Ephesians. It never appeared in other epistles.
他说：“并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。”
And he said, Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible.
保罗在这样一句话里面，保罗寄托着保罗对以弗所人什么样的心。
So we can say that Paul just revealed his heart toward Ephesians.
什么样子的人是诚心爱主耶稣基督的人？
Who are the people who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible?
我们都说：“哎呀，主啊，我爱你。”什么样的人算是爱？
So we will say that, oh God, Lord, I love you, but who are the people who really love God?
主耶稣在地上的时候说：“有了我的命令就遵守的，这人就是爱我的。”
And our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was in this world, he said, He who obey my commands and loves me.
所以保罗在这个地方写到以弗所书这样一卷神的真理是最高、最明亮的这样一卷书的时候，最后结束的时候，他加一句说：“愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人。”
So while Paul is finishing this very important book, reveals God's will to the highest and deepest sense, added this that to those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible.
因为保罗他盼望，他期待以弗所的弟兄姐妹知道了神那么荣耀的旨意之后，能够照着书上，能够照着神的旨意而活而行，而遵守这个书上的教导。
So Paul basically is saying that when you know Ephesians, when you know how great, how high, how wide, how deep, how profound the will of God is, after all this, you need to act it out.
我们今天也读完了以弗所书。
So the same with us, we finish the book of Ephesians today.
我们也知道了神所赐的全副的军装是什么。
We learned the full armor God given to us.
我们也知道要怎么样的祷告。
We also know how we are going to pray.
我们是不是愿意照样去做。
So are we going to act it out accordingly?
我们是不是愿意为着那个无比荣耀的目标，我们今天千里之行，始于足下的，照着以弗所书上的教导，我们去做。
So are we going to start today?
我们
This moment to start the journey. I'm sorry.
我们去竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So that we can strive to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit.
我们去拒绝黑暗，我们。 我们拒绝愚昧，我们行事为人像智慧人。
We decided, we determined to refuse the foolishness of this world, but be wise and walk in the night.
我们愿意穿起那全副的军装，活在神的面前。我们穿起全副的军装，包括祷告，一起参与到属灵的征战。
We put on the full armor and we participate in the spiritual warfare, including in prayers.
我们跟着耶和华军队的元帅，在他的胜利当中，我们一起去经历胜利。
And we will experience the Holy Spirit, guided by our commander, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一起去打败仇敌。
We will defeat our enemies.
我们一起去经历主耶稣基督的恩惠。
And together we will experience the grace of God.
保罗在两千年前，保罗对以弗所书人这样说。
2,000 years ago, Apostle Paul said so to the brothers and sisters in Ephesus.
今天圣灵也借着以弗所书信里面的这样最后一句话，对师父教会所有的弟兄姐妹说：愿诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
Today, by the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, we still receive the message from above saying that grace be with all of you who are in Suffolk Christian Church, who love our Lord Jesus Christ with that incorruptible love.
巴不得我们每一个人都蒙到恩惠。
My prayer that the grace really be with you.
我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray now.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你在你的恩典当中，在你的启示里面，我们完成了这样一卷书的学习。
We thank you that in your own grace and in your own revelation, we finish this book.
我们求你的圣灵继续在我们心里面做工。
We pray that the Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
让我们对于你的旨意的领受是越过越清楚，越过越明晰。
We pray that your will be more and more clear in our heart day by day.
我们也求圣灵能够在我们里面继续让我们刚强壮胆。
We pray that the Holy Spirit empower us and strengthen us.
我们不但知道，我们也能够活出。
We not only have the spiritual knowledge, we have the spiritual conduct.
我们匍匐敬拜在你的面前。
We worship and we bow down before you.
我们求你得着我们。
We pray that you
完完全全的得着。
And you have us completely.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.